Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026 at 9:12 Israel time, 6:12 UTC. Trump vows to finish the job on Iran as Hezbollah attacks IDF and Saudi covert strikes revealed, May 13th, 0612 UTC 0912 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, President Trump declared the United States will finish the job against Iran peacefully or otherwise, dismissing economic concerns as he departed for a summit with China's Xi Jinping. The rhetoric came as Hezbollah launched rockets and drones at IDF troops in southern Lebanon, all without causing injuries, while the IDF eliminated a Hezbollah operative using surveillance equipment. In a significant disclosure, Reuters reported that Saudi Arabia conducted covert airstrikes on Iran in late March in retaliation for Iranian attacks on the kingdom, marking Riyadh's first direct military action on Iranian soil. The UAE also coordinated at least one strike with Israel. Iran, through state-linked media, set five preconditions for resuming nuclear talks with Washington, including an end to the war on all fronts and the lifting of sanctions. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, Trump's statement that the US has control over Iran's nuclear program and that Iran has agreed never to have nuclear weapons ran directly against US intelligence assessments. Those assessments indicate Iran has regained operational access to 30 of 33 missile launch sites along the Strait of Hormuz, retaining about 70% of its mobile launchers and missile arsenal from before the war. Approximately 90% of Iran's underground storage and launch facilities are now partially or fully operational. Trump dismissed the reports as fake news. The five preconditions for talks reported by the IRGC-affiliated Fars News Agency include ending the war on all fronts, lifting all sanctions, releasing frozen assets, ending the Israeli war on Lebanon, and guaranteeing no future aggression. The demands, as expected, amount to a maximalist opening position that leaves little room for the kind of deal Trump claims is already in hand. The Saudi covert strikes, described as tit for tat, were followed by intensive diplomatic contact between Riyadh and Tehran, with both sides reaching an understanding to de-escalate. The disclosure of these strikes and the UAE's coordination with Israel signals a Gulf axis willing to act independently of Washington. A US Gulf draft resolution on freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz has gained support from 112 countries, including India, Japan, and most European states. Meanwhile, oil exports from Iran's Karg Island have been halted since May 6 due to a detected oil leak. A 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck near Tehran, and Iran executed a man accused of spying for Israel, with rights groups saying the confession was fabricated. In Lebanon, Hezbollah fired several rockets at IDF troops on May 12. Some were intercepted, others fell in open areas, and no injuries were reported. An apparent Hezbollah drone was intercepted over an area where troops were operating. Sirens sounded in Avivim over a suspected drone infiltration, later determined to be a false alarm. The IDF continues operating south of the forward defense line to dismantle Hezbollah infrastructure. During one operation, tank fire eliminated a terrorist using surveillance equipment. Israeli forces reportedly entered the village of Saida al-Golan in the Kuneneh countryside and searched homes, according to Syrian media. The Lebanese health ministry said an Israeli raid on KF Refordunin killed four, including a child and a woman, and wounded two. Reports indicate Israel is paying private civilian contractors at least $500 per day to demolish homes in areas under its control in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah claimed an attack on the Al-Abad Israeli site on the border, striking a drone interception system. Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem said, an Iran-US deal is the best chance to end Israeli, quote, aggression in Lebanon, and criticized the Lebanese government for direct talks with Israel. A senior Israeli official told CNN, quote, we will be happy if there will be no deal, and that escalation is realistic if Iran continues to drag negotiations. In the West Bank, Israeli forces stormed the eastern area of Nablus to secure a settler incursion into Joseph's tomb. On the multilateral track, the Trump XC summit on May 14 and 15 is expected to be dominated by the Iran war. Trump said he does not need China's help on Iran, another line that fits a now familiar rhythm. Trump endorsed Pakistan as a mediator between Iran and the US, after Senator Lindsey Graham criticized Islamabad's role. The UK, France and Australia have committed to a multinational Hormuz mission, with South Korea signaling a phased non-military role. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity and diplomatic brinkmanship is accelerating. Over the trailing 7 days, the protagonist set has expanded from US, Iran, Israel to include Saudi Arabia and the UAE as direct military actors. Hezbollah's attacks on IDF positions, while tactically minor, show a sustained operational tempo that has not diminished despite ongoing ceasefire talks. Trump's rhetoric and Iran's preconditions suggest a diplomatic impasse. The window's shape is one of escalating pressure across multiple fronts, with no single actor backing down. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a narrative of inevitable victory, framing Iran as a defeated power whose nuclear program is under US control. This framing is winning in US and Israeli media, but is largely ignored by Iranian and regional outlets, which emphasize Iran's restored missile capabilities and diplomatic preconditions. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. Iran's camp, via IRGC-linked media, frames the US as a declining power forced to negotiate, while Saudi and UAE covert actions reveal a Gulf camp willing to strike Iran directly but publicly de-escalating. And the synthesis. The revelation of Saudi and UAE covert strikes on Iran is not just a historical footnote, but a strategic signal that the Gulf states are preparing for a post-US security architecture. By demonstrating a willingness to strike Iran independently, Riyadh and Abu Dhabi are hedging against a potential US-Iran deal that might leave them exposed. This is evidenced by the intensive diplomatic contact between Saudi Arabia and Iran after the strikes, which suggests both sides are managing escalation without US mediation. A counter reading is that these strikes were a one-off retaliation, not a strategic shift. However, the coordination with Israel and the timing of the disclosure during a period of maximum US pressure on Iran indicate a deliberate message that the Gulf Axis can act autonomously, reshaping the regional balance of power. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. One, check flight radar 24 for unusual US military cargo flights into Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar or Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia in the next 24 hours, indicating possible pre-positioning for expanded operations. Two, monitor Sentinel 1 SAR imagery of Karg Island for the next available pass, orbit 174, approximately May 14th at 2:30 UTC, to verify the reported oil leak and assess tanker activity. 3. Track the Telegram channel Sabarin News for any change in posting cadence or content regarding Iraqi militia mobilization, which could signal a coordinated response to US-Iran tensions. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch at least one more rocket or drone attack on IDF positions in southern Lebanon without causing Israeli military casualties. Before the end of the Trump XI summit on May 15, no new US or Israeli kinetic strikes on Iranian territory will occur. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 16 with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, an Iranian right-wing proxy militia in Iraq will launch a drone attack on a US base in Iraq or Syria, causing minor damage but no casualties. By May 16, Saudi Arabia will publicly acknowledge its covert strikes on Iran, escalating diplomatic tensions and prompting an Iranian threat of retaliation. During the Trump-Xi summit, China will announce a major arms sale or security agreement with Iran, directly challenging US regional dominance. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.